Greater Sudbury Police say there is no credible threat to Laurentian University today. Staff, faculty and students have been sheltering in place since around 10 a.m. after the university said it received a threat. GSPS officers were dispatched for a weapons complaint not long after 10 a.m. but after 2 hours and searching the campus, police said they believe the threat wasn't credible. The culprit has not yet been determined. In a news release at 12:20 p.m., GSPS said the school contacted police at 9:45 a.m. today after receiving a single threatening phone call from a person who claimed to be armed with a gun who said they were ready to take hostages. Only one call was received from the individual claiming to be armed, GSPS said in a news release. The number associated to the phone call was from a United States area code and the phone call was made through Google Voice. Google Voice is a telephone service that provides a U.S. phone number to a Google account or Google Workspace customer. GSPS said campus security had not received any calls or information related to a hostage situation. When officers arrived, the campus was placed in a hold and secure position to give officers and security the space to clear buildings and determine the validity of the threat, GSPS said. No additional information or corroborating evidence of a hostage situation was found during the process of clearing buildings, police said. The hold and secure has been lifted and officers will no longer be on campus, GSPS said. We would like to thank staff and students for their cooperation during this call and we continue to work collaboratively with Laurentian University when responding to calls on campus. Sudbury.com received messages from several people on the campus at the time who were concerned with Laurentian University's internal communications about the incident. They said they heard about the shelter-in-place order from friends or loved ones off campus who heard it or read it on the news after 10 a.m. The on-campus people who contacted Sudbury.com were concerned they hadn't been advised internally of a possible threat and only heard about from people off campus. In confirming the shelter-in-place order is lifted, Laurentian said in an internal communique that in-person and online lectures and labs were cancelled today. We understand that this situation may have been disturbing for those on campus, the email reads. In order to prioritize the mental health of Laurentian students, staff and faculty, all lectures and labs, including those offered online, are cancelled for the day. All tests and assignments due today are postponed. The campus will remain open for essential activities only. Faculty and non-essential staff are encouraged to take the rest of the day away from campus. Supervisors will be in contact with essential staff. Original story. In its latest communique to the Laurentian University community this morning, the administration asks faculty, staff and students to continue to shelter in place. Issued just after 11 a.m., the email also asks that any unusual activity be reported to campus security or police. Please continue to shelter in place, the email reads. Police are on site and are conducting a search of campus. More information will be shared as it becomes available. We would ask everyone to remain in place until the shelter-in-place order is lifted. Thank you for your patience. Greater Sudbury police officers began a search of the Laurentian University more than 30 minutes ago, following a weapons complaint this morning. Staff, students and faculty of the Sudbury University are being asked to shelter in place while police and campus security continue to search for the source of the weapons complaint, which has yet to be determined as valid. Officers are working with campus security to determine the location and validity of the complaint. GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn told Sudbury.com a short TME ago. Students and staff have been advised to shelter in place until officers are able to determine the validity and credibility of the threat. Lynn Wells, the president and vice chancellor of the university, issued the shelter in place request a short time ago. The university's communications department said police and campus security, monitoring and addressing the situation. The university is currently investigating a potential situation on campus, the email reads. As a precautionary measure, we issued the shelter-in-place advisory to prioritize the safety and well-being of our students, faculty, and staff. Police are on site, and our campus security team is actively engaged in monitoring and addressing the situation. Reporter Heidi Ulrichsen says she has seen four GSPS cruisers on campus during this incident. Sudbury.com has received numerous messages from concerned students, staff and parents of students, concerned for the well-being of themselves or their loved ones and looking for information. Students in classrooms have doors locked and lights out, Sudbury.com is told. The university issued a push alert to faculty, staff and students this morning. One person told Sudbury.com the alert wasn't issued until around 11 a.m., advising of the shelter-in-place order. Take immediate shelter in place, lock door, close windows, curtain, stay quiet. Wait for the all clear, the alert reads. Sudbury.com has a reporter on the scene. This is a developing story.